Therefore, let's consider these things and eliminate all envy. We shouldn't bear any grudge against those who possess greater gifts, nor look down on those with lesser abilities. God has willed it this way, so let's not resist it. If you still feel discomforted, remember that oftentimes you're able to perform work that your brother cannot. This therefore makes you superior in one aspect, despite you feeling inferior in others. Even if he seems greater, from this perspective, he has a disadvantage, thus bringing about equality. Like how in the human body, the smaller parts may seem insignificant, but their absence can severely affect the larger parts. For instance, the hair may seem trivial, but if you remove it from the eyebrows or eyelids, it significantly alters the appearance of the face and the beauty of the eyes. Even such a minor loss can distort the visual appeal and hinder the eye's function. The reason being, each of our body parts has both a unique function and a commonfold role. Similarly, in our body there's both a unique beauty and a shared beauty. Though distinct, these types of beauty are intertwined. The distortion of one ruins the other. To elaborate, bright eyes, a smiling face, red lips, a straight nose, an open brow all contribute to beauty. But if you damage even the tiniest of these, you ruin the overall aesthetic. All the allure fades away, and what was once beautiful becomes repugnant. For instance, crushing just the tip of the nose can bring great deformity. Impairing just this one part affects the whole. The same goes for the hand. Removing the nail from one finger disturbs the equilibrium of beauty. In terms of function as well, remove one finger, and you'll find the rest cannot perform as efficiently as before.